Good morning, one and all. Welcome to Vision in Action Live. We're happy to have you with us. We have a presentation on lifelong fulfillment and a discussion today with our guest, Michelle Rimple, managing partner at West Vine in Grover Beach, California. Welcome, Michelle, to the Vision in Action.
Thank you. Glad to be here today.
Great. I'm Jim Boswell. I'm your host and author of Lifelong Fulfillment, Take Charge of Your Life. What we'll talk about today is lifelong fulfillment as a process to build fulfillment at every stage of your life. What we propose is that each and every one of us can pursue values and actions that will result in a life well lived, as opposed to relying on chance. Lifelong fulfillment is for people who find themselves floundering in a current lifestyle, not meeting their own expectations, people who struggle with constraints and scarce resources that interfere with their plans. It's for the retiree. It's for those that are in career mode, and it's for early 20-somethings who are just starting out in life. And it's for people without a plan and for people that don't even believe that you can have a plan for your life. Whatever your particular situation is, your choice of lifestyle is a decision you can actually make and execute with confidence. So let's start out and take a look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Okay, let's start with Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Maslow was a psychologist in the 40s, and this became very popular. What he proposed is that people have priorities in their lives that start with biological needs, safety needs, and then love and belonging, and then creating self-esteem and actual self-actualization. And so it's called Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It's called a pyramid. If you're up at the esteem level, but you're having problem with the physiological, biological issues, you drop down in focus to the physiological until you fix that. And then you can go back to the higher levels and enjoy them and make them a focus of your life. So that's his basic tenet. If you look at where we have circles, we've circled happiness where it has esteem and love and belonging. Happiness begins to occur there, and it's more of an emotional reaction to the life that you're living at that point. Not necessarily a result of things you're doing, but it is a result of how far you've progressed and the environment you live in. In fulfillment, you're actually solving problems, setting goals for yourself, working toward those, and those tend to be considered fulfillment. In the psychologically rich, they take fulfillment to the extreme, and that is they expose themselves to other ways of life, other viewpoints that they think will enrich their own fulfillment. So we've combined two concepts here so that you get the gist of it, and it'll come together in subsequent slides. Let's look at fulfillment. Fulfillment, just so we agree on the definition, is about satisfaction of needs and desires and attainment of aspirations. Now, fulfillment can happen, by random chance. But what we're proposing in lifelong fulfillment is that you can do it with a plan. But fulfillment, if you're using the English language, really, it's the same as achievement or contentment and a bunch of other words that are equivalent. Now, as you saw in Maslow's hierarchy, it is considered to be more than just happiness. So you have happiness, then you have fulfillment. So fulfillment, if you're doing that, you probably will be happy. You can be happy, but perhaps not quite so fulfilled. And fulfillment has nothing to do with duty, sacrifice, or acting under duress or coercion. Those are all externally generated goals, not personal goals. So if we're trying to achieve lifelong fulfillment, it's a process. And what we do with the book and the ancillary materials on the website is help you to understand how to act in concert with your genuine nature and calling, to put you in charge so that you author and direct your personal achievements. And during this period, you're building strengths, tenacity, and focus that you may already have, but you may want to acquire more. And for those of you starting out, maybe it's your first time at this. But what it does at the end of the day is allow you to command the realization of your dreams, what you really want. And you get to decide whether happiness is your goal, the meaningfulness is your goal, or the psychologically rich lifestyle is your goal. And in fact, a decision you make in your 20s, you may want to modify it down the line. That's all completely appropriate to the process. Now you ask yourself if you're a candidate for this kind of thing. Well, you are if you're repeating your current history, doing the same old things and expecting a better solution to happen. If you're foregoing opportunities like education, experimentation, travel, engaging experts, you're missing out. If you're feeling stuck or you're really leery of change, risk, and exploration, you're a candidate for this process. And if you feel like you lack the knowledge to create a clear vision for your own life, or that your self-knowledge is lacking, well, then we propose that lifelong fulfillment will help you achieve that. Now, if we look at the process in total, moving from left to right, let's summarize how this occurs and how you will be actually working on it. You start out with a need to know yourself, who you are today, what you want, what resources you have, and deficits you've got to resolve. At this point in life, you need to suspend your personal filters. You have them because you've been acculturated for however long. And what we want to rely on in your history is only things that are factual. So anything that's not based in fact, you want to let that, not rely on that for the rest of the process. Then what we do is have you experiment and explore a little bit. And these are just a bullet list. There are others, of course, where you would want to explore and experiment. What you're looking for in exploring and experimenting is truths and tools that will help you develop a plan that are based on logical and fact-based foundations where experts can teach you these point solutions. And you'll find these online, you'll find them in person and in books. And then we look at development. So once you know that, you can start weighing the facts for the truth and how it applies to you. You can identify your streaks, strengths, weaknesses, and opportunities and threats. You can do the appropriate research that you haven't already done because it's a reiterative process. You can prioritize your goals, and then you work the process. You set goals, you set tactics, you act out what your plan is, you measure your progress, and then you repeat the process. And at some point in there, it's appropriate to think in terms of continuous improvement in the process and the results. The results of this for you, in other words, what's in it for you, is you really begin to know yourself. You really know what you want. You can make informed choices, not random by chance choices. And what flows from that is happiness, fulfillment, and a real empowerment over your life. So just to reiterate, this gives you a chance to really believe in your innate identity, a chance to weigh your positives, what you want, what makes you happy, what fulfills you, what your goals are, and in terms of things like people and processes and activities and, you know, psychic income. It gives you a chance to inventory your negatives, the things you really don't want, the things that make you sad or anxious or unhappy, the things that just suck you dry, everything you want to avoid, because it's nice to know the ends of the spectrum. And you can't do this without understanding the environment that you live, work, and prosper. if you don't understand the environment, you don't know how to operate. So we help you with that. It's clear that this process helps you identify your resources and constraints. You know, there's not unlimited resources and constraints as you do this. Nobody has that. And then with that in place, you can decide your priority lifestyle goals, whether they be the happiness, the fulfillment, or further. And you can develop and live a life plan with purpose that's responsive to change, growth, and constraints, because they will change over time and throughout your life. And then you reiterate your vision through life. In other words, you readjust it as you go to whatever is current. So one of the things about the lifelong fulfillment process is that it relies upon experts. And these experts all have point solutions. Some will be in psychology, some will be in business, some will be in interpersonal relationships. So what we do is help you identify trusted authorities that you can use to inform your vision for your life. These are people that offer mature and dependable facts, processes, tools, concepts that you can use. And it opens you up to things you may not already be into, such as personal development, business, psychology, economics, things that may not be coincident with your career and your current circumstances. Why point solutions? Well, it helps you assess your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats relative to authoritative information. It helps with Pareto and other rules and tools to focus your process. It helps you learn to manage risk while you're executing your plans. And it certainly improves on your what I don't know, resulting in really the realization is that human beings have to learn things throughout their lives. This is what allows us to climb that Maslow's hierarchy of needs all the way to fulfillment. Okay, let's spend some time with Michelle Rimple. To remind you, she's with Westvine Marketing. Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you. Glad to be here. Yeah.
Good. So I have a question. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about what Westvine is, what you do, and how you came to be there.
Oh, yeah. So we are I guess you would call us a full service marketing company. We've been around for 14 years. We're located in California on the coast. And we work with other small businesses to help them get the word out about their products and services through, you know, traditional marketing, through social media marketing. We do some website development, actually quite a bit of website development, and podcast production as well. So pretty, you know, wide range of services.
Wow. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're a managing partner there. You know, surely that's no small achievement. Maybe you can tell us a little bit how you grew into that. And what some of the turning points, you know, were getting to where you're at now.
Yeah, that's a, so, you know, those of you that own small businesses, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. There's a lot of transitions that happen. A lot of times you have to pivot when the industry changes or something new comes in and disrupts it, or you know, whatever the case may be. So I've always been, I founded the company. So I've always been the managing partner, but, you know, my role has definitely changed over time. You know, at first it was just me, and then it was my partner, Fred, and then it was, some additional people brought on. So, you know, definitely I went from managing just myself, I guess, to to managing other people and projects.
Right.
So it's definitely very busy and not always a lot of time for reflecting on what lifelong fulfillment means, or what, you know, even time for just reflecting on where I'm at in my stages of life. So this was, you know, this, your book and everything you've synthesized together is really speaks to me.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, how did you make certain decisions to get to where you're at today? I mean, are there authoritative resources that you've used that others should be considering? What kind of advice and how do you determine it applies to you?
You know, for me, I'm not, up until now, I haven't really been one for reading self-help books. I always find them to be a little too touchy-feely. I'm a pretty linear kind of person. So I found for me the most helpful thing is to have a mentor or two, someone to talk to about, you know, issues that I'm having or something I'm considering and trying to implement. So having business, you know, people that are successful in business and have insight, has been probably the most valuable to me.
People you can go to.
Yeah. Yep.
And are you a coach for other people?
Not in any official capacity, for sure. Over the years, I've definitely, you know, talked with others. I do a fair amount of networking with small business owners and many who are maybe only in their early stages of owning a business. I also do interview small business owners who might only be in their first or second year of business for one of our clients. So in that case, yeah, I can say that I've certainly talked some people through a few things that they might not have considered before, just because, you know, when you're in those early stages, there's so many things you don't even think about, or you don't have the resources to outsource, or so yeah, not in an official capacity, but certainly in an unofficial capacity.
Well, that's good. You've got a lot of experience to bring
yes.
to it. So now, as I understand it, you read the book. I think I gave you a copy and such.
Yep.
That.
Yeah.
And maybe you have some comments about lifelong fulfillment relative to what it offers people.
Yeah. So I, you know, I mentioned earlier that I'm not one for self-help books. That's just not really been my thing. And a lot of times it's because I feel that they're too touchy-feely. Whereas your book, what I really appreciate about it, several things, but one of the main things that I really appreciated about it is that you recognize the knowledge and experience of those who have come before that have really done some groundbreaking work in terms of personality assessments and lifestyle assessments, you know, things like that. And you really just pull them all together. You synthesize them all together in a way that makes sense for someone like me. And you give all of these actionable steps and also bring in all of these resources that someone can look at if they're interested in a certain area, interested in developing a certain area of their life further. So this book has probably more resources and more resources pulled together in one place than, oh goodness, 95% of the other books out there have,
right,
that I've encountered. So, and just having those actionable steps is really valuable. Especially if you're a small business owner, I mean, certainly it applies to other people as well, but you know, a lot of times we're pulled in so many different directions, being able to take stock and go through those steps is really valuable.
Right. Well, were the concepts new to you at this point, or were they things that you might have heard about before?
Yeah, so some of them were new and some of them were not, but after I graduated from college, You jump into a career. For me, I had a career previous to business ownership, and you're busy. You got family, you've got life going on, and so a lot of those things I'd kind of just left behind when I left college, right? And hadn't really considered them again, like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I knew about it. I studied it. I understood it, but encountering it again, thinking, oh yeah, okay, yeah, I can see how where I'm at maybe at this stage, and what can I do to advance to another level? I've got these things taken care of pretty well, I feel like, but
Right.
not quite there. So some of them were new, definitely, and some were not.
Right.
But it gave me a fresh perspective.
Well, and I think people struggle with time and attention management, when they're in career mode. They don't always have enough time to do all of this, but they do have some time where we believe where personal endeavors in creating a vision and executing a vision on some kind of a, factual basis makes a lot of sense to try and do. Nobody's ever going to be perfect on this, and everybody needs are different. And so we just try to open the door to that kind of flexibility with lots of resources. At the end of the day, it's kind of up to the individual to grab hold and do it or use it. And they're the sole judge of success. It's not us, certainly.
That's true, and I think that also can make it a little challenging, right? It's and because I appreciate what you said about it's not the external factors. It's all really internal that are the is the focus.
That's
So,
right. Yeah. Okay. Any other comments you might care to share with our audience today?
if you are stuck or you're questioning, maybe you've reached an age, a certain age where you're thinking, oh, wow, I'm X age and I haven't achieved this, or I'm wondering, what am I doing? I keep making the same kind of mistakes, or maybe I'm going through the same patterns and I'm not really achieving a different result. I just feel stuck and confused and maybe even worried about those next stages of life. I would encourage you to get this book. It's like I mentioned, it's got a ton of resources. It has a very logical step-by-step approach to something lifelong fulfillment, which is kind of, esoteric, I guess, would be the word. But I would,
Kind of
what's
why
that?
we're here.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's not, but it really helps you examine yourself, who you are, how you operate, why you do the things you do. And then once you recognize that, then you can, and if it bothers you, if it troubles you, if it's not getting you to where you want to be, then knowing yourself, you can make change and you can see the insanity, in your life where you're not really making good changes or making good choices. This really helps with that. So I would encourage everybody, get a copy. Get a
Good.
copy and go through it yourself.
Well, thank you, Michelle, for joining us today. We appreciate your insights and hope to see you again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. So, we've discussed the concept of choices in life and having a plan. And we've listened to Michelle talk about some of that impact and those, possibilities in her own life. So, it's logical from the standpoint of an individual at this point to say, really, what's in it for me? Is there something here that I can use either in part or in whole to improve the results that I want to achieve down the road? So if you decide that it's worth that to you, that's the value of this book and this process and these point solutions to help you achieve what you want to achieve. The question you might need to ask is, well, is lifelong fulfillment the way to go? Or is there some other resource I should be listening to? We really can't say that lifelong fulfillment is exclusive in this domain. We do believe that is kind of an A to Z solution in terms of planning your life and mobilizing the right resources to make it work. And if you don't choose lifelong fulfillment, that's fine, but you need to find another resource if you're committed to the value it is to you. The other question is when? Generally, early 20s is the first time most people start to think about this as they launch on career. That's a good time to start with at least a basic framework plan and to start executing against that. You may be at a different stage in life. There's no particular time that's, you know, you have to do it. If your 20s passed you by and you're in your 40s, start now. What I would encourage you to do, whatever you choose, whatever path you choose to take, is to start as soon as you can and give it some real thought. So our conclusion is you do have the capability to have control over your life, and it's never really too late. So for those, you know, in their early 20s, all the way through retirement, the lifelong fulfillment offers a process and point solutions that'll help you achieve your goals. So I want to say thank you to everyone that's attended today. We really appreciate your attendance, and especially with Michelle on board today with her insights. We will publish the podcasts as they come up, the live ones, as well as the tutoring ones, and they'll be available to you. Check out the book, Lifelong Fulfillment, online at www.lifelongfulfillment.com. There's collateral materials there, FAQs, and other podcasts to help you along the way. Thanks again. Have a great day.